China's manufacturing boom is exacting a heavy environmental price. Elizabeth Economy is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. In her book, The River Runs Black, she writes that the pollution there is staggering.
In terms of air quality, the World Bank has reported that 16 of the world's 20 most polluted cities are in China. In terms of water, 60 million people in China find it difficult to get enough water for their daily needs. What this means is that you have villages all along China's major river systems where the incidence of cancer is much higher than the norm. China really is confronting an environmental crisis.
Now, is this the entire country, or are there areas where the pollution is worse, population groups that are especially affected?
China's environmental challenge really stretches throughout the entire country. Different parts of the country face different kinds of challenges. You have rapid increase in automobiles. You have areas that are heavily industrialized. They face different kinds of challenges, you know, in terms of their air quality. You know, a quarter of China is now desert, and the desert is advancing at a rate of 1,300 square miles per year. This means you have now, expected by 2020, 20 to 30 million people in China are going to have to leave their homes because they're not going to have access to land or to water because of this encroaching desert. There is really no part of China that is exempted.
Yeah, one of the more dramatic things I've read recently is that Beijing now has sandstorms blowing off the Gobi Desert.
Yeah, the dust storms that are now impacting Beijing come, you know, 20 to 30 a year. It used to be 5 to 10, so they're increasing in number. And the real challenge is that because of the pollution, these dust storms are now becoming toxic. It's no longer a matter of you're simply having to deal with this yellow dust, but actually what's being transmitted is already polluted.
How much do the Chinese people perceive this as a problem amongst all the things they're dealing with?
More and more, the Chinese people are becoming aware of the impact of the environment, in particular on their public, on their health. One of the people that I talked to a lot in China was a doctor in Dalian. She knew nothing about the environment. She became an environmental activist because a local battery dump was leaching mercury into the soil, and her daughter was eating fruits and vegetables that were being grown in this soil. And so she began a whole battery recycling campaign in her city. So more and more the Chinese people are making the link between what's taking place in the environment and their own well-being.
And is the government responding, either regionally or the central government?
The central government has a very strong and committed group of environmentalists in their State Environmental Protection Administration, but they have 300 people. This is to oversee environmental protection for 1.3 billion people. So they are grossly understaffed. What they're trying to do now is really to use the impact of the environment on China's economy. They're trying to say, look, our economic productivity is suffering because of this environmental degradation and pollution. We need to pay attention and do something about this now.
Elizabeth Economy is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the book, The River Runs Black. Thanks very much.
Thank you.